Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Good morning. Welcome to Politics by Faith, brought to you by the wonderful Patriot Gold Group. So I was reading 2 Kings 5. This is about David finally becoming king. Quote, they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned for 40 years. So he was 15 when Samuel anointed David to become king. In one of my favorite scenes of the Bible, where Samuel's like, do you have any other sons? And the dad's like, oh, I mean, there's like the guy, one more. We have one more out. And 15 years went by. Because my favorite part of that story is after he's anointed to be king, he goes back out in the field, back to herding sheep. He didn't become king right away. God used him for 15 years to prepare to become king. And of course, there's the point of, you know, what is God preparing you for right now? We live in a culture of now, now, now. I want it now. Everything's got to happen now. Kids today, they just want to make $1 million now. They want to hit it big on Instagram or TikTok, the TikTok. Or they want to graduate high school and become the CEO. They don't want to be the intern. This is not how it works. The family yesterday planted the, or transplanted, I guess. We don't know what we're doing. I don't know what the right words are. Transplanted the vegetables we've been growing inside in the living room. My wife's very happy that we have finally finished this. But we planted a bunch of seeds, and we finally put them in the raised garden beds in the backyard. And my goal of this is I hope the kids realize how long it takes for food to grow. And when you get food from the grocery store, someone grew it. And it took time and effort. Things don't just appear. So I hope they realize how long things take. And I also hope that when the peas grow, finally, and we harvest the peas, they'll get like 40 peas. They'll be like, oh, geez, we needed to plant way more of this in order to feed our family, let alone, you know, towns and cities. Anyway, things take time. And God prepared David for 15 years. So, first order of business, Jerusalem was under control of the Canaanites, the Jebusites, to be specific. They were part of the Canaanite people. And there was this battle. And it's a fun story because the Canaanites taunt the Jews. Here's the taunt right here. You shall not come in here, but the blind and lame will repel you. Which I think is like an ancient version of, we can beat you with our hands tied behind our back. I think that's kind of what that is. We'll beat you with one hand tied behind our back. But it's also kind of insulting to them too. Like our blind and lame will beat you. I don't know. It's not. Anyway, that's the taunt. Now, David said on that day, whoever climbs up by way of the water shaft and defeats the Jebusites, the lame and the blind who are hated by David's soul, he shall be chief and captain. So there's a place that is now called Warren's Shaft. It was named after a British archaeologist, Captain Charles Warren, I think in the 1800s sometime, who first discovered this shaft that goes down into this water spring. So it's believed, and we don't know the details, this is for historians and archaeologists, that David snuck into the city from the shaft. We don't know for sure. The Bible doesn't say exactly. But the point is that David and his men got into the city with a proper sneak attack battle and then won. And I don't just want to pass over that. I know the Bible gives that half of a sentence. I don't just want to read that and move on. That's a real thing that happened, a real battle. Terrifying. Like, the Navy SEALs would be terrified. Coming up underground into a fortified city and then fighting truly behind enemy lines. Incredible. So just sit on that for a while. But the point I want to make right now, other than just the awesomeness of the story, is why is David and why are the Israelites having to worry about the Canaanites at all? Well, they disobeyed God 400 years earlier.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Deuteronomy 20:16. God commanded the Israelites, in the cities of the nations the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, do not leave alive anything that breathes. Completely destroy them, the Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, as the Lord your God commanded you. The Canaanites were a wicked and idolatrous people. Incest, child sacrifice, homosexuality, bestiality. It's like the worst of the worst. And we can do a study on that too, but the point is the Israelites did not kill the Canaanites. So here we are 400 years later, having to deal with them still. They have Jerusalem. We got to sneak in and try to kill them. And they didn't obey God. They didn't obey God. And they were still paying the consequences of it. And people died. There's a tweet going around from someone on the Twitter, the Transformed Wife, Godly Womanhood is her handle. And she said this, very controversial. She said, if men marry a woman deeply into debt, who has fornicated with many men and is covered with tattoos, even if she repents and believes in Jesus Christ, she will still be deeply in debt, have scars from fornicating, and be covered with tattoos. This is why you must teach your daughters to be debt-free virgins without tattoos. I think the tattoos is maybe true, but also a metaphor. Teach them to be wise so they don't have a lifetime of regrets and suffering as a result of their past bad choices. So there's a lot going on there. People are outraged. But I think the point that she's trying to make is sins have consequences. And you can repent and be born again, but there's still consequences. We want to live in a world where, I should say, there's consequences here on earth still that you have to live with. We want to live in a world where, first of all, you can just do bad things forever. And maybe we'll come to the realization, oh, I guess you can't get away with that stuff forever. So I just want to do the bad things, but then say sorry and then have it go away like it never happened. Like life is some sort of video game where you can reset back at this. Like you're playing Mario and you're going along and then you fall off the cliff. And then you just go back. Or if you can make it halfway through the level and then you die, you go back to the halfway point. Or you're playing a video game and you're going to do something that's going to change the game. So you save it and then you do the thing you want to do. And you're like, oh, it didn't work out. So I'm just going to go back and reload the version I had before and then do a different thing. Like you can't. That's not life. That's not how life works. But I think we've trained people, especially with video games that use those analogies, to think that that's how life can work, that we just do things with no consequence. There are consequences even after repentance, even after being born again. The Israelites, they didn't kill the Canaanites as God told them to do. So they're having to deal with them hundreds of years later, people dying because of the disobedience from people centuries prior. I want us all, I mean, all of us to really limit the consequences of sin. And the way to do that is to obey God. And our lives will be so much better. I hope that's encouraging. And we need to obey God just all the time. And if you don't, you could be feeling the consequences for the rest of your life and for many lives to come even. MikeSlater.locals.com transcript and no commercials on the website, MikeSlater.locals.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.